From Dorothy, it's April 5th, 2026, 4 p.m. Eastern. Here are the latest headlines. President Trump issues a 48-hour ultimatum to Iran, threatening strikes on energy infrastructure. President Donald Trump has issued a stark 48-hour ultimatum to Iran. He threatens severe military strikes on the country's energy infrastructure and bridges if Tehran does not reopen the Strait of Hormuz to commercial shipping. The threat came via social media on Sunday, shortly after the confirmed rescue of a U.S. aviator whose aircraft was shot down over Iranian airspace. The president warned that time is running out and stated that if Iran fails to comply by Tuesday, the United States will target power plants and bridges. He used strong language to address the Iranian regime directly. This escalation follows the successful rescue of a U.S. service member who was shot down during an operation in Iran last week. The White House and U.S. military officials have confirmed the aviator's safe return. Reports indicate Trump framed the rescue as a sign of U.S. strength and capability regarding the critical waterway through which approximately 20% of global oil shipments pass.
U.S. Special Operations Forces successfully rescue the second crew member of a downed F-15E Strike Eagle. U.S. Special Operations Forces successfully rescued the second crew member of an F-15E Strike Eagle shot down over Iranian territory early Sunday. President Donald Trump announced the operation concluded a high-stakes search and rescue mission that began Friday after the two-seat fighter jet was downed by Iranian air defenses. The rescue of the second airman brings both crew members out of hostile territory. The first crew member was rescued alive near the crash site on Friday, while the second had evaded capture for more than a day in southwestern Iran. Trump stated that all forces involved in the extraction were safe and out of Iranian airspace. The downing of the F-15E occurred 5 weeks into a conflict that began with U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iranian infrastructure. The incident contradicted recent assertions by President Trump regarding the complete decimation of Iran's capabilities.
The rescue operation involves significant international cooperation and intense combat conditions. The rescue of the second airman followed the successful extraction of the pilot earlier in the week. Both crew members were safely extracted from deep inside Iranian territory and returned to U.S. control, according to multiple officials. President Trump characterized the dual rescue as an Easter miracle and described the operation as one of the most daring search and rescue missions in U.S. history. The incident occurred 5 weeks into the war, which began with coordinated strikes by U.S. and Israeli forces against Iranian infrastructure. A second U.S. aircraft, an A-10 Thunderbolt, known as a Warthog, was also reportedly struck by Iranian fire during the same period. During the rescue efforts for the F-15E crew, U.S. helicopters were targeted by Iranian fire while attempting to extract personnel. A Black Hawk and a second search and rescue helicopter were struck, but managed to return safely, according to sources familiar with the matter. Israeli intelligence provided assistance to U.S. forces during the mission.
Pentagon officials confirmed the downing of two U.S. combat aircraft represents a significant escalation. President Donald Trump announced early Sunday that U.S. Special Operations Forces had successfully rescued the second crew member from an F-15E Strike Eagle shot down over Iranian airspace. The rescue marks the first time in over 20 years that U.S. military aircraft have been shot down by enemy fire during a conflict, according to multiple officials and reports. The incident occurred 5 weeks into the war between the United States and Iran, following a period of escalating strikes on Iranian infrastructure. Trump had previously claimed that the U.S. military had completely decimated Iran's capabilities. A statement challenged when the F-15E went down capabilities. A statement challenged when the F-15E went down. The aircraft carrying two crew members who ejected was struck by Iranian fire in southwestern Iran, according to U.S. officials speaking on condition of anonymity. The rescue operation involved a heavy firefight and required air cover to extract both service members safely. All personnel involved in the mission, including rescue crews and support aircraft, are reported to be out of Iranian airspace.
Israeli intelligence reportedly assisted in the successful extraction of both airmen from hostile territory. U.S. Special Operations Forces successfully rescued the second crew member of a downed F-15E Strike Eagle fighter jet over Iranian airspace early Sunday. President Donald Trump announced on social media that the extraction concluded a high-stakes search and rescue operation that began Friday after Iran shot down the two-seater aircraft. This marks the first time American combat jets have been lost to enemy fire in over 20 years. Personnel recovered from the incident to two. President Trump described the mission as one of the most daring search and rescue operations in U.S. history, confirming that all forces involved were safe. The downing of the F-15E occurred 5 weeks into a conflict between the United States and Iran following extensive U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iranian infrastructure. while one crew member was rescued near the crash site on Friday the 2nd, remained missing as Iranian state media released images of the wreckage and offered a $60,000 bounty for his capture.
That's your Dorothy News Update. For full coverage and source links, visit dorothy.cmorm.sh.